We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Friday. A lot to get to this hour. Lunchtime Falcons report coming up in about 20 minutes. Keys to the game. Bunch of stuff to look for on Sunday as well. I mean, it's a must-win game, right? It's a must-win game for the Falcons on Sunday.
All games are must-win.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, beyond that cliche.
It's not cliche.
But I mean, you know what I mean.
Don't you want to win all the games? You wake up like, you know what? We can lose this one.
Well, of course. I mean, but this one has maybe a little extra.
Because the next one.
Okay. So we'll do that in 20 minutes, and that'll be fun. And then Sports Jeopardy coming up at 12:40 as well. We can still use your questions. Brian Gebhardt on Twitter, at Brian_Gebhardt. He is still accepting questions for Sports Jeopardy at 12:40. You can head over to our website, 929thegame.com, the Andy and Randy page. We had, Randy, what I thought was a very interesting discussion, which we'll get back into a little bit here, about the three biggest needs the Braves have this offseason now that it is, unfortunately, the offseason. You can check out that conversation from the 10 o'clock hour on our website, 929thegame.com. You can always listen on radio.com as well, but we kick off the noon hour by getting to the Braxton Big Clip of the Day every single day, brought to you by Braxton Automotive, after warranty luxury auto repair.
You know, every offseason presents its own opportunities. Free agent market is unique in its own way. There's only a certain pool of players that are available each. So I think just we met earlier this morning with the staff, and we'll continue as a front office to get together. But as you guys have heard me say before, we can't force things. We can't. If the players aren't there in free agency, but we try to force a certain move, that's not probably going to turn out for us long term.
Yeah, that's Alex Anthopoulos yesterday at the end of season press conference. Again, that press conference came too soon. It's still frustrating that it happened yesterday because that means that they lost on Wednesday night, a game that was never close because they lost a game on Monday night that they shouldn't have lost.
Nope.
It's already been a long week. I really hope the Falcons and UGA and everybody can help us out this weekend. Why so Monday's not? A lot more fun.
We need it.
Because just think about what this week has been already.
It's been rough.
Monday was, damn, the Falcons gave up 50. Tuesday was, damn, the Braves blew a lead late again, and for whatever reason now there's a game 5. Yesterday was, damn, they gave up 10 runs in the first inning. That's never been done before. Ugh. Give the fans something to be happy about on Monday morning.
Just be like,
So Anthopoulos was there speaking about their offseason needs, though, and I know that you and I had that conversation earlier. One thing that I know is going to continue to ramp up, and I get it, and I'm with you. Gerrit Cole would be phenomenal for the Braves to add to this offense, or not this offense, add to that pitching staff. I've looked at a couple numbers that people have been talking about. We said $200 million at the beginning of the show.
I just saw $280.
Probably closer to $300 million.
I just saw $280.
So maybe, but probably not. Probably not going to happen.
Yeah. When I saw it, I was like, oh, $280.
Yeah.
That looks like a Yankee number.
Looks like a Yankee number.
Yeah.
Or an Anaheim Angels number. He's a Southern California kid.
Cool.
Dodgers number. Padres number. Something like that. Those teams that have been willing to open up the pocketbook over the last couple of years and spend crazy money. I think it would be great, and I think it would be smart, actually. But it's not my money to spend,
exactly. So
it's easy for me to say. We understand that while there is no salary cap in baseball, I know that you get into a luxury tax or something right around $205 million. There's a salary cap imposed by every ownership group, and we know that there is one imposed by Liberty Media. They were willing to let Alex Anthopoulos spend more money than they had initially planned on midseason this year with Keuchel and some trades. Maybe that number goes up a little higher going into this year because they saw what spending money actually did. But I'm not counting on that, honestly. I'm not going to count on that until I see them do it.
How do you think Liberty Media viewed this season after they let Alex spend all that money?
I think that they viewed it as fun. I think Liberty Media views the Braves kind of in the same way, no matter what the season is, as long as they're pretty good. I think more people went to the ballpark, so they're happy about that.
Correct.
And I think that they're smart enough to realize that winning and spending money on players leads to winning, and winning leads to more people going to the ballpark, so they're happy about that. But I mean, Liberty Media is making money no matter what. I mean, like they're cashing checks no matter what. They're a real estate company.
They aye.
And they own real estate. So I mean, they're going to make money no matter what.
They aye.
But yeah, I think they look at it and they go, "Oh, cool, the Braves won 97 games." And then the executives probably came in today and like, "Oh, dang it, the Braves lost the other night. I guess their season's over."
Right.
I don't think they're invested the way that we would like them to be invested.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like an Arthur Blank. You know, I mean, that's just not they're not a Ted Turner. They're not living and dying with every single pitch. They probably saw the sports page on Thursday morning because they're old guys. They probably still get sports pages. Maybe they got an update on their phone. I don't know what it is. But they probably saw the score and said, "Dang, that's a lot. Bummer. Let's go back to counting money." I think that's how they saw it. Because I don't know. I think that's how they see the Braves anyway. They see them as an asset. Not as an emotional investment or a baseball team.
I was just curious.
That's how I think. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
I'm
jaded towards them. Even though they let us spend more money this year, I'm still jaded towards them.
As you should be.
I don't think corporations should be allowed to own professional sports
teams.
Me
neither.
I think it should be individuals. That's my opinion. Because individuals have emotions, and sports are about emotions. Aren't they?
They really are.
Yeah. It's all about emotions.
Look, I'd say generally speaking, the free agent market is not how you want to build a roster. Right? Clearly, players that get to free agency have accrued 6 years of service, might be older, likely to be the winning bid. You're paying a few more million per year, a year or two more than you want to get the player. That's most time what's going to happen if you're trying to build a club that way. I think it's been shown that that's not the way to go about it.
Yeah, that sounded so cheap, man.
So there's your answer, you know, on Garrett Cole.
That sounded so cheap. All right, that just sounds cheap.
Yeah.
All right, I don't like it. But at the same time, I can't knock Alex because, you know, it ain't his call. And like you said, it ain't his money.
Well, he's also right. Like,
he is.
Ideally, you build it through the draft and through minor league acquisitions and through the international scouting market and all of that, like the Braves have done.
Yeah.
Like, the majority of this team is homegrown guys.
Yeah, they are.
And then you go, you added Josh Donaldson this year on a short-term, low-risk deal.
Okay.
Now you got to answer that question.
Exactly.
Because Josh Donaldson came in and outperformed that deal.
And Josh wants his money.
Yes, he does.
And Josh ain't finna take less than 23.
Why would he?
Why would he?
I wouldn't.
Hey,
if you're paying me $23 million to do that, and I did that and more, then I'm going to want more.
Yeah.
Fairly simple.
What you talking about?
If I'm Josh Donaldson?
Yeah.
I'm talking about years. I'm mm-hmm. talking about 3 years, probably.
Okay.
Maybe 2 years with a third as an option, but I want it to
Whose
be
option?
My option.
Oh, okay.
But they might say we don't want that. So then we come up with some way to make sure that I get money in that third year no matter what happens.
Okay.
Even if you have the option to get rid of me and pay me a little bit to go away. But I want about $25 million per. That's what I'd like. I'd like that contract to say something around $75 million.
Hmm.
That's what I'm asking for if I'm Josh Donaldson.
Okay.
Am I going to get it in Atlanta? I don't know. But I'm happy in Atlanta if I'm Josh Donaldson. It seems like he's happy here. But I'm also happier if somebody gives me more money someplace else. There's a lot of great cities in America, really.
It is, brother. Especially in
a lot of nice places to play baseball.
And then, especially when you got loot you can make up for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to pay me $30 million a year, I don't love Cincinnati.
But I live there.
But I'll live there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Hometown discounts, I'm not so sure. Somebody tweeted us earlier, Josh Donaldson will take less money on a redemption deal.
Man, you don't what the?
What is it you say?
Man, you don't miss me with that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
You refer to people as pimping sometimes when they don't?
No, pimping.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
no,
the one.
No, pimping. Redemption. Man, please.
Yeah, what is he redeeming, by the way? He hit 37 home runs this year. I guess he didn't have a very good five.
The process is not done. So you know what? I'm going to take $15 million a year, Snick. I'll go smack him if he do that. The hell wrong with you?
I mean, the other thing, too, that Alex Anthopoulos has been really good at with their own guys is somehow convincing them to take less money than they could. Which, fine, cool, but not my money. Like, I'm not going to tell Ozzie Albies how to live his life.
No,
I'm not going to tell Ronald Acuna how to live his life. They could have got more. And if that's the way that you're planning on building your franchise, is like somehow convincing people to take less money than they could get, good luck.
Okay, I get all that. But see, Josh ain't got the same mindset as those young boys.
No, he doesn't.
Okay, Josh.
Like, you can't bank on that.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
No. It's nice.
It's sweet.
It's nice, but you can't bank on that.
I know that. Being around these guys each and every day, it was a joy to be around.
Speaking of Josh Donaldson.
As a ball player, you know, you live for teams like this. And you know, it was one of those things where we all fed off each other, and it was fun to be a part of.
Josh Donaldson talking about liking being on the team.
I know he loved being here.
Also, Josh Donaldson, one of the poster boys for voice not matching.
Oh,
like
no
persona.
Doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
This does not sound the way that you'd think that he would sound.
But no, I think he wants to be here. I think he enjoyed his time here, Andy.
Sure, he should.
But if them numbers ain't right, he ain't coming back.
Exactly.
Point blank, period.
Yeah, I mean,
you,
I agree with that.
You call it what it is.
None of that really matters until after the World Series. Free agency begins 5 days after the World Series and all that stuff starts. One thing we do need to remember is Josh Donaldson signed, like, immediately with the Braves last year.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have a lot of other offers. Certainly not a lot of other offers for $23 million. In hindsight, that was a stroke of brilliance by Alex Anthopoulos.
It was.
I mean, the relationship played into it and all of that, but Braves don't do what they did this year without Josh Donaldson having the year that he had. Speaking of guys whose voices don't really sound like the player that they are.
I talk to everybody on the team. I try to have a relationship with everybody on the team outside of football. I just talk about any and everything. Like, you know, you don't want to be like, football. Hey, man, what you like? Oh, you like doing this, you like doing that. You like to fish, you like to hunt, you like this type of car. Or whatever it is, you know, or how you feeling this day. Because a lot of people have, like, personal things they don't like to talk to a lot of people about. But I feel like a lot of guys can come talk to me about certain things, and it's like, it's going to stay between me and that person.
Julio Jones, the consummate teammate.
He's a great teammate. Don't get me wrong. Everybody knows that Julio, he is a great, great teammate. To me, it sounds like he's doing like a sit-down interview in like one of them dark rooms,
right?
In a chair with another guy.
It's like a Tom Rinaldi interview,
something like that. Yeah,
really, like an Oprah interview.
Real somber with him, but no, Julio's a really good teammate, man. I think that I've never heard anybody on that squad say anything bad about him.
Nah, we'll talk more about the Falcons in just a minute, but first, let's give away $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Cannot wait to get to this. Food.
Food.
The code word for this hour is food. You have until 12:59 to text the word food to 72881. Messenger data rates may apply. Please, please, please don't text and drive. And for complete rules, visit 929thegame.com/rules. Again, the word is food, F-O-O-D. You have until 12:59 to text to 72881.
Food.
Boom.
Yeah, it's right about the time of show where I start to become starving. You too?
No, I'm all right.
You're good?
Yeah, I just had me some skins.
Good for you.
Yeah,
I'm starving at this point. Falcons are starving for a win.
Yeah
nice, stomach nice transition.
Stomach grumbling.
Yeah, the stomach is, they are. They're malnourished right now in the win column, and hopefully they can get one. Julio Jones is going to have to be a big part of it.
You said it malnourished.
They are. They're malnourished in the win column. Falcons, like Atlanta sports fans right now are malnourished far as happiness goes.
You need something, man.
It's been a tough week.
You need something.
Is it fair to and again, a win over the Arizona Cardinals is not going to cure really anything that's happened over the last couple of weeks here.
Right.
But it's going to help.
It's going to help a lot.
And a loss to them would sure make it worse.
Yeah, I mean, it would make it worse, man. And I know, you know, a lot of people say, well, let's just lose so we can get a good draft pick. Well, if you want a high draft pick, are you going for a quarterback? No.
No, not a quarterback.
I mean, like I said before, I can't subscribe that. So I'm mathematically uneliminated.
I'm not there yet.
I'm not there.
Yeah.
I mean, know there's some people that, you know.
I'm more there than you mentally.
Yeah, you're way more.
But
than
from
that.
A conversation standpoint, like we're not doing mock drafts yet.
No.
But, you know, it might not be that far away, unfortunately.
It could be around the corner. Yeah. Like I said, by the end of this month right here, you know. It could be some serious conversation going on.
We'll get more into the Falcons coming up in 20 minutes in our lunchtime Falcons report.
It's kind of an odd game. You know, anytime you get three scores in the game that are non-offensive touchdowns, it's kind of a season's worth and all happened in one game. So, you know, a couple big plays for us on the block punt, on the fumble, scoop and score by Kyle. You know, those are, you know, great plays and, you know, took advantage of those opportunities.
Single longest answer Bill Belichick has ever given to a question in his entire life, and he's right. It was kind of a weird game last night. They scored in a variety of ways. Special teams touchdown, defensive touchdown, Tom Brady, two rushing touchdowns. Pretty ugly football game by all accounts, but still, you know what I was impressed by? Daniel Jones actually decent quarterback.
He looks okay.
Yeah, he looks okay.
He's still got a long way to go.
He's not laughable like we thought he was when they drafted
but,
him.
You know, me and you always want him to succeed.
Oh, of course I want him to succeed.
Yeah.
I'm a David Cutcliffe guy.
Yeah, you know, he's on our show. He's one of our people.
Well, he's a friend of the program.
Yeah, he is.
Yo, Cutcliffe's got a big game this weekend.
He does. He's going against people over there.
Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
The Yellow Jackets.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I told you I wasn't going to be as you know venomous towards those guys. I don't hate those guys. I just don't like them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
They're going through it though.
They're going through.
Speaking
a rough
of malnourished,
time,
when it comes to the win column,
nourishment.
They might not win another game this season.
No, I don't hate them, Brian. I don't want to hate anybody. I just want them to give us something to talk about because beginning the season. You need to talk more about those people. I'm like, hey,
you
okay,
hate them.
Well, you give me something.
You hate them.
I don't.
I hate Oregon.
No. I don't hate him. Okay. I mean, but I just like to talk about him because that hater Jay.
We'll talk about the Falcons next in our Lunchtime hater. Falcons report. Keys to the game, some interesting numbers to look for this weekend as well. So don't go anywhere. The Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, hanging out with you on a Friday. Falcons Friday. Falcons Friday.
Yeah,
It is Falcons Friday.
No, I thought it was Thursday.
No, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
We've made it to Friday. We'll get to our Sports Jeopardy segment coming up in about 20 minutes. You can still send your questions if you'd like to Brian Gebhardt at Brian_Gebhardt on Twitter if you have trivia questions you'd like us to use coming up in 20 minutes. Also, we will make our picks against the spread. We make four picks every single Friday. We'll recap what our scores have been. I think Randy had a good week last week. I think 3-1 last week.
Woo!
Nice job, man.
Thank you.
I'm just hopeful you bring that enthusiasm and competitiveness with you to Sports Jeopardy in 20 minutes.
I'm all in, man.
I know you're fired up for it.
Fired. All the
you
way
can
up.
See that he's got his game face on. What did your game face look like? Did it look different?
Well, if you go to watch 92.9 The Game, you can see it.
Oh, that's a good game face. Yeah. My game face kind of looks like this. It's the same as other faces. And again, not a great bit for radio, but if you want to see us at watch929thegame.com, then you can watch our game faces and all of the other things that we're doing in the Kia studios. It is time for the Lunchtime Falcons Report, though. We do this every single day at 12:20 and every single Friday at 12:20. We give you our keys to the game. My first key, Randy, is very simple. Tell me if this makes any sense.
I'm listening.
The Cardinals are not great. And that's where I start with this comment. And that's not a key. I mean, it's nice you're playing against a team that's not very good. The Cardinals are 29th in defensive efficiency. They're just not a very good football team. Now, they're coming off of a win over Cincinnati. Good for them. We'll detail some of how they got that win over Cincinnati in just a minute. But there's a lot of stuff you don't do very well right now as a football team, as the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, you could make a list. We've been talking about them for the entire year. All the things that they need to get cleaned up. Just fix one of them. Just fix one of the things that you don't do well this weekend and do it decently. Like, I'm not even asking you to be great at everything. I'm not even asking you to be great at one thing. The Arizona Cardinals are such a mediocre football team that if the Falcons just have a decent run game or decent pass protection or they decently affect Kyler Murray in terms of getting into the backfield, then I think they can win this game. And I don't think that's too much to ask. And it seems like every single week we've been getting less and less aggressive about what we're asking the Falcons to do in games.
Right.
Because I think we're less and less confident that they can do certain things. Like week two, it was like, all right, you got to make sure on third down, you're like, no. Now it's like, just try not to be awful at this.
Correct.
Because you can beat the Arizona Cardinals if you get to their quarterback, even a little.
Yeah. And my first key right now, Andy, is block the edge rushers. And you can, because if you can hold up, you can get out to the secondary. Brock, we don't know if he's going to play. They got the young kid out of Washington, the corner they drafted in second round. Byron Murphy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Byron young player, going to be a good player, very young.
I was thinking Buda Baker. They got Buda Baker, too.
They got Buda Baker, too. Yeah. But the safety play is not the greatest in the world. Even though I was like the biggest Buda Baker fan in the world when he came out. But, you know, they can get a hold of Suggs and Jones, they might have a chance to throw the football. Second one, run the damn ball.
Mm-hmm.
The Arizona Cardinals are one of the worst rush defenses in all of football. Now, I know teams run the ball on because they're up a majority of time on them and they're trying to run out the clock. But run the football against this team. All right? Just run it. All right? And try not to put your tackles in a position where they got to block Chandler Jones and Suggsy by themselves because they know it's an obvious pass down. And the third one is you got to contain Kyler Murray. And what I mean by that, you can't let him have those long broken play runs. You can't let him have those, you're rushing and you get out your rush lane, you give him a lane up the A gap and he just takes off and gets 13 yards against you. You got to find a way to do that and not give him confidence and not give, and you said it earlier, you said it and it was a great point. Make them look as young as they are.
Yeah.
Make Kyler look like a rookie quarterback. Make Kingsbury look like a rookie head coach. Do all those things. And I'm also with you right there. Of the three things that you guys don't do well, do one of them well and you win.
Like all those keys you just gave, they're absolutely right. I'll take one of them. Do one of those things, and I think you're good. I think you're good enough to beat the Arizona Cardinals. Again, like there hasn't been that much we've seen the last 3 weeks that tells you the Falcons are all that great at a ton, but I think they do enough well, especially offensively, and we'll get to that just in just a minute, to be able to win this football game if you do one of those other things well and contain this team. Conversely, Randy, yes, it's a rookie quarterback and it's a rookie coach, but they're in this position for a reason.
Yeah.
And if you give them an idea that they can do stuff against you and they can get a little bit of confidence, I mean, you can get embarrassed. And I'm not saying it's like Deshaun Watson last week. We're not going to be talking about a perfect passer rating and an offense that you just absolutely couldn't stop in the second half where they scored 37 points on you. But if you let Kyler Murray get into a rhythm, like we've seen Kyler Murray get into a rhythm, but I know it was in college, but there's been moments this year too where he's looked pretty good.
He's good, and he can flick it all over the yard.
If you let him get into that rhythm and you don't affect him and you start to let him feel himself, it could be a long day for that Falcons defense.
It could be.
Because we've seen them have long days already. They haven't been able to get to the quarterback really at all, and I know that this is a terrible team in terms of protecting their quarterback. We've said that the last couple weeks, though. The last 2 weeks, the Falcons have played against offensive lines that had combined to give up 35 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many sacks the Falcons
Zero.
Got against those offensive lines?
Zero.
Zero.
Not
this
even a half.
This is the worst offensive line in football.
And then you got a quarterback who puts them in a bad position because he's not where they always think he's going to be. So if you can affect the passer, you win the football game. Now, I mean, they got some weapons. We don't know what's going to happen with their running back, Johnson. We know Fitzy, if it's thrown to him, he's going to catch it. No matter what you do to him, you're not going to stop him catching the football. So we already know how that's going to go. When the ball's thrown to him, he's catching it.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, I mean, they don't have guys that scare you. Kirk, he's out right. We don't know if he's out, but he's banged up right now. So just take advantage of it and do what you said, Andy. If you could just win one of the things, if you can just run the ball, you'll win the game.
Right.
If you can just affect the passer, you'll win the game. If you can protect Matt Ryan, you'll win the game.
Baby steps. I mean, we're talking about baby steps right now because, unfortunately, given the way that the first 5 weeks of the season have gone, that's what we have to do with this. And the Falcons can gain confidence, too. I mean, that's the thing that we just haven't seen over the last couple of weeks is things haven't really started to go their way from a momentum standpoint where maybe they could build some confidence. I mean, create a turnover on defense.
Yeah.
I mean, get to the quarterback once and hit him. Do something early in the football game that lets you believe that you can actually affect the game as well instead of having the game be completely dictated to you. Because here's the best case scenario for the Falcons against the Cardinals, in my opinion. If you get out to it, and we've said this every week, so I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. If you can get out to an early lead, which I know is difficult for them, they have not done yet this season.
Correct.
But if you can get a lead on these guys and make it so they can't be balanced, and make it so they can't rely on the run game much. They ran for 266 yards last week, the Cardinals did. Between Kyler Murray running for almost 100, David Johnson running for almost 100, their third string running or their backup running back, Chase Edmonds, had a pretty good game last week too. Like, they can run on you if it's a close game, if they're allowed to be balanced. If you get out to an early lead, though, and you make Kyler Murray have to try to beat you with his arm, Kyler Murray's got a 62% completion percentage this season. He's likely not going to be able to beat you if he has to stay in the pocket and throw the ball down the field.
But that's the thing about it. You got to keep him there.
Right.
You got to keep him in that pocket and everything. And you got to make him feel small. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a little dude. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got to keep him in there and trying to find those tight windows because his vision is so obscure. But, dude, I'm looking at this because, okay, they tied with Detroit.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. They lost to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. They lost to Carolina. Carolina went out there and put foots in them. Of course, they lost to Seattle. And they won last week by 3 points against
Cincinnati, who's a very bad
team. Bad football.
Yes.
Team. So you're in a position right now. You might as well just get your good night rest tomorrow night. Go in there and bonk them.
Yeah, I mean, and you should, honestly. Even given what the Falcons have looked like through the first 5 weeks of the season, you should still be able to do that to the Arizona Cardinals. And I think there's a couple different ways.
And the thing about it is, and they always beat the Cardinals. Well, at least at home, anyways.
Yeah. So, again, keep that history up as well. I mean, as much as that is nice, and it's good to maybe give you a little confidence going into it, this Cardinals right now is worse than most of those Cardinals that you've beat in the past. The other thing is Patrick Peterson's not playing.
And that's
Patrick Peterson's still suspended.
That's the key. It don't matter because Julio gives Pat Peter business.
He gives Pat Peterson the business, imagine what he's going to do to the guy who's behind Patrick Peterson. So take advantage of that. And the other thing that the Cardinals do really poorly is they defend tight ends like trash. Like, they can't stop tight ends at all. Austin Hooper needs to have a nice game against these guys. Everybody on the offense needs to have a nice game. But Austin Hooper should eat on Sunday.
Everybody should get busy.
As bad as they are against tight ends.
And we'll keep our eye on this Trufant injury. And, you know, if Sheffield's going to be ready, Isaiah, if he's out, Isaiah's going to have to play. Mm-hmm. Don't forget about Jordan Miller, another kid they were high on in the preseason, him getting his first play time out there in Arizona if Trufant can't go. And that's the thing about it. Whoever the replacements are, and I think there will be a couple of replacements as far as starters, because I know they watch that tape of the O-line, and I know that they ain't going to put Wes Schweitzer back out there.
They can't.
I know they can't. You can't put that dude back out there. He was somebody killed.
What were your three keys again, quickly?
We got to block the edge rushers, and I'm talking about Suggs and Jones because of what you said as far as getting after the secondary.
Yep.
Run the damn ball. All right, just run it. But enough said. Run the ball. And three, they got to contain Kyler Murray.
So as I was kind of looking through some of this stuff, and you know how my mind works sometimes. And I try to stay optimistic.
It's scary.
But then occasionally, you know, there's the worst case scenario that comes into it.
Yeah.
Here's something that, speaking of edge rushers and containing them, you really don't want to have to see on Sunday. Don't let that guy with the long hair that used to play in Atlanta get back there and hit Matt Ryan at all.
I just thought about that.
Don't
when I
let
saw
Brooks
it.
Reed do anything in this football game.
I just thought about
like,
that.
Like, if you want to talk about the ingredients to make Falcons Twitter absolutely explode, Brooks Reed making a play in this football game is the worst case scenario.
Told you we should have kept him.
It's not really a key to the game. It's just one of the things that I really want to avoid. Like, don't let Brooks Reed get to Matt Ryan and make a play.
Told you.
Because that's what people would say.
Yeah.
That's what we don't need on Sunday afternoon, okay?
Yeah.
And all the other things we talked about, do those things. Don't let Brooks Reed make a play on Sunday.
Please don't. And once again, guys, our Rock and Jock Bowling Tournament is going to be next Wednesday, October 23rd. From 4 to 7 p.m. at Stars and Strikes with Sandy Springs. And guess what? There are new wrinkles to this thing all of a sudden. There's a $1,000 prize for the winning team. There's a courtside ticket for the guy who has the guy or gal who has the highest average. I mean, we're going to have celebrities like Brian Jordan and Marquise Grissom. It's a two-game bowling tournament. For more tickets, for ticket info, go to 929thegame.com. It's our events page. Again, $1,000, Andy. So we're putting up even more. So Team Randy.
Trophies.
What are we going to do with that $1,000 when we get it?
Money. Sideline passes. That sounds nice.
I know it because I know I'm getting some of that $1,000.
Yeah.
Because what it's for, it's five players on the team. Oh, yeah. We'll get that lucky too.
All right. we'll come back and get to Sports Jeopardy. Also going to make our picks against the spread. So if you want to make, I don't know if you're going to bet $1,000 on it, but if you want to make some money, we're going to tell you how coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as well as on radio.com. Thank you for listening to us on radio.com and the app. We'll be right back. Midday Show with Andy and Randy.
So I rolled through good. Feels good.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Friday.
Y'all feel that?
It's a feel-good music Friday, I guess. Jahi's going the opposite direction of yesterday. All the sad music we played yesterday. Happy music today, which is great. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get to what's trending as we look ahead to the weekend and let you hear some of what Alex Anthopoulos and Brian Snicker had to say yesterday in the Braves' end-of-season press conference. Also, Brian Baldinger going to join us, our radio.com NFL insider. He joins us at 1:20 every single Friday, so looking forward to that conversation.
Does it always seem like Baldy breaking out bad Falcons plays?
Yes. Well, what's he supposed to do? Find a good one? And like
give me something good, Baldy.
Yeah, like find one of the good ones that they made last week. I don't know. Yeah. But no, Baldy's a realist.
He's great.
He's been honest with us about what the Falcons are since the beginning of the season. And
that he has.
I want to ask him about that pass interference thing because I bet he's got a thought on that.
I'm sure he
does. Fact that they've been reviewing them but not overturning them even when they're obvious like last night's was. But it is Friday at 12:40, which means we've got to make some picks against the spread. We've also got to play Sports Jeopardy in just a couple minutes, but no Wendy. So I think, Brian, you contacted Wendy poolside in Texas and got her picks from her.
Wendy has given me her picks for this week. Looking back at last week, Andy, you went 2-2. You're still leading at 11-8-1 overall. Wendy, she went 2-2 as well. She's at 10-9-1 overall. I went 3-1 last week, got to 9-11. Randy went 3-1 last week and got to 8-12. We're all starting to hone in right around that 500 mark.
Coming back to 500.
All settling
right
in
right around 500, which is probably where we'll end up.
Wendy's picks this week for college football. She's going to go with Penn State -3 at Iowa, one of the better games of the week. And she's got Wisconsin -10.5 at home against Michigan State. Over in the NFL, she's got the Seahawks -1.5 at the Browns and the Ravens -11 at home against the Bengals.
I thought about all those games. Yeah. I looked at every single one of those games.
Yeah. See, y'all, everybody goes to minus. I like to do a different one.
Oh, you like the underdog?
I try to get one in each game in college and in pros. So
I picked one. I picked one underdog.
If you haven't noticed, I do it every week.
Yeah. I picked one underdog this week.
I do it every week.
You're going to like the underdog that I picked, by the way.
Okay.
I like the underdogs as well. I got two in college this week. Florida plus 13.5 at LSU. I'm probably going to regret that one, but I don't understand why that spreads at 13.5. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I've also got Colorado plus 21 at Oregon tonight. I know you like that one, Andy.
Yeah.
Over in the NFL, I'm going to go back to the Chiefs here, minus 4.5 at home against the Texans. They've let me down the last couple times I picked them, but I think they put up a big number against the Texans. And I got the Vikings minus 3 at home against the Eagles this week.
All right. Well, I'm with you on this Florida thing. And I probably will end up regretting, but I'm with you on this Florida plus 13.5. I'm going to go Utah minus 14.5 over your Oregon State just so I can get an easy win. My NFL, I'm going to Ravens 11.5 over Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati is just garbage, and I think that Lamar Jackson is going to go crazy. And I'm going with my damn Dolphins. It's plus 3.5 over the Washington Redskins. It's time we get a win, and it's going to be this Sunday against the hapless new coach, Washington Redskins.
I'm with you.
Yes, sir.
I'm taking the Dolphins too. Now I don't know if they're going to win. They're going to lose by 3.5.
They're not going to win.
I'll take the 3.5. They're going to keep it within a field goal. I got the Dolphins too. I'm taking the Packers minus 4 over the Lions. I've got Boise State to cover the late game against Hawaii minus 13.5, and I've also got Wisconsin covering the 10.5 against Michigan State. Although you guys were all talking about that before the show today and made me second guess myself a bunch of times, but I'm going to stick with it because the last time I second guessed myself and changed my pick during the segment, I was wrong. So those are my four picks. All right, you ready to play some Sports Jeopardy?
Randy,
ready for Foots?
Hey man,
maybe.
Good luck to you, brother. Good luck.
Andy,
you guys ready?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
All right,
let's go.
Are you ready?
No, Andy's the color of his
look
face
at him,
right now.
Man, look.
All right, it's going to get redder by the second.
All right, here we go.
Whether he wins or loses. All right, first question for you. When did Georgia Tech depart from the SEC to join the ACC? It's a tough one to start.
I don't know.
Can you give me the decade?
Randy.
I'll take the decade.
Oh, in the 90s?
No.
Okay.
In the 80s?
Nope.
Oh, they just went?
1964.
Oh, come on. In the 60s.
Really, Brian?
Hey,
I didn't know, obviously.
Really?
Hey, that's the first question we got here, okay?
Really?
That was from one of the listeners.
That's probably from Jay the Hater.
At least the answer wasn't Jeff Francoeur, so we're good.
All right, in 1993, what NFL team made offseason trades for Joe Montana and Marcus Allen?
Randy. Chiefs.
That's correct. What NFL team features a helmet logo on only one side of their helmet? Randy got that in there first. He barely got that in there. Jaheed, judges? He's saying Andy.
Okay,
said Randy.
He said Randy.
Okay.
He scared me.
I'm going to go back. Randy, what is it?
I'm scared. I didn't get the question.
Wait, what? You don't know the question?
You scared me.
Oh.
No. You said
what NFL team features a helmet logo on only one side of their helmet?
Oh, the Browns.
No.
That is incorrect.
Neither. It's the Steelers.
That is correct, Andy.
Okay.
All right, we are tied. One apiece.
Ooh.
What Motown singer tried out for the Detroit Lions in 1970?
Andy, Marvin Gaye.
That's correct.
That's correct.
That is correct.
I didn't know that. That was a total guess.
Neither did I.
I knew that.
Jahi, our resident R&B expert, as he's got some music groups back in the day.
Yeah.
He was telling me that two former Lions are actually singing in the background of what's going on.
Really?
Actually, continue that story.
Very cool. It's Mel Farr and Lem Barney, I guess. Oh. Marvin Gaye got involved with the Detroit Lions, and there was this whole thing. He put on 30 pounds to try out
for the
Lions.
Feel free to give us even more information.
That's cool.
As I'm up 2-1. Maybe talk about that for the remainder of the segment.
Who was the first player in
time-wasting techniques.
Who was the first player in NBA history to be elected MVP by a unanimous vote?
Randy.
Go ahead.
Oh, Jaheim says in my ear. Was it Steph Curry?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Hey, man. I need you talking to my ear, Jaheim. I'm kind of getting focused.
Just, hand signals. It's fine.
Hand signals.
All right. We're at 3-2, Andy, right now. Who is the all-time leading scorer in the history of men's college basketball?
Randy. Pistol Pete.
That is correct.
Nice.
Tied at 3, guys. What NBA player won the All-Star Game MVP, the regular season MVP, and the Finals MVP in 2000?
Randy. Was it Jordan?
Nope.
Oh, Shaq. It was Shaq.
All right, Andy takes the lead there.
It was Shaq.
Why does Kevin Durant wear the number 35?
Randy. Mm. It was for his coach that got shot or something?
Yeah, yeah. Correct.
That is exactly why. Yeah, super Charles
sad
Craig.
Story.
Yeah.
He was murdered in 2005 at the age of 35, and that's why Kevin Durant wears that number. Tied at four here. We got three questions left. What MLB player earned the nickname Mr. November?
Randy. Reggie.
That is incorrect.
It's Mr. October.
Oh, well, hell. Who is November then?
Derek Jeter.
That is correct.
Why is he November?
Because they played later series, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it goes back to 2001.
Okay, did not know that.
After 9/11, because that game, all those games got pushed back.
That's right. Yeah, right. I sure didn't know that. Okay.
Two questions left. Andy's got the lead by one. What MLB player holds the record for most hits in a season?
Randy.
Randy got it. What you got, Randy?
Most hits in a season.
Most hits in a season.
I'm trying to figure out.
Throw a guess out there.
Huh?
Throw a guess out there.
Hits in a season?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just going to go with Pete.
Nope.
My mom was actually at the game. Ichiro.
Ichiro, is right.
My mom was at that game.
Really?
When he passed like George Sisler or something like that.
6-4. That makes Andy the winner. You guys want the last question for fun?
Hell yeah, we do.
Okay.
All right. Who is the first player since Babe Ruth to pitch 50 innings and hit 15 home runs in a single season?
Randy. Ohtani?
Yeah, that's right. Shohei Ohtani.
Really?
In 2018.
Nice.
That is correct.
That's crazy.
So you brought it to within one, but you still lost.
All right.
He covered the spread, though. Well, that would assume that I was favored.
Yeah, I don't think you were.
I couldn't have possibly been favored. Although, sneaky, right now I've won three in a row.
Good job, Andy.
And you can see the despair on Randy's face. Don't say good job, please. Do not congratulate me on my victory.
Good job, Andy.
Please don't do that.
Why?
Don't be like Notre Dame. Don't take out a full-page ad. Don't say good game, any of that. I don't want to hear any of that nonsense. All right?
Hey, man, you're on the roll, baby. Good job.
Thank you for listening to us on radio.com and the radio.com app, as well as on 929thegame.com. We'll come back and get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. I'm a champion. That's all
That's
I care
all
about.
That matters,
champions
baby.
Dominate, yeah, Randy.
There we go.
Sports Radio 929 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.